Regina, the rates of domestic violence-related homicide in rural areas of Saskatchewan are more than double the rates in urban areas, according to the 2024 Domestic Violence Death Review Report for Saskatchewan. The report, released by the Government of Saskatchewan, indicates the majority of domestic homicide victims were female, 83%, and most perpetrators were male, 82%. Most victims were murdered by current intimate partners. Indigenous peoples were overrepresented as victims. The review was conducted by a multi-ministry steering committee and three multidisciplinary case review teams. They completed an analysis of 31 domestic homicide-related deaths, including an in-depth analysis of 11 cases. The review emphasized the need for a comprehensive and coordinated approach to address domestic violence in Saskatchewan. The six recommendations promote action in the following areas: education and awareness, intervention for perpetrators, victim-centered approaches, legislation and policy, services in rural and northern areas, and infrastructure development. The recommendations in this report put the onus of change on societal systems and individuals who use violence. As part of the review, family members and loved ones of domestic homicide victims were invited to participate in the development of a piece of art to act as a memorial for those lost. This memorial expresses loss, grief, and memories. It also depicts hope for the future and for change. The loss of lives to domestic violence is a tragic and deeply painful outcome in which women are disproportionately victimized, Minister responsible for the status of women Alana Ross said. We honor those lost by learning from their deaths and continuing our efforts to prevent all forms of interpersonal violence and abuse. The Government of Saskatchewan is committed to responding to the recommendations and opportunities for action in the 2024 Domestic Violence Death Review. If someone you know may be at risk of interpersonal violence and abuse, you can find a complete directory of resources to help online at sk.211.ca/abuse.